Polly put the kettle on, Dinnerhorn, Dinnerhorn, Polly put the kettle on, I'll take tea.
When I first heard Polly Put the Kettle On, which you just heard sung by Berea, Kentucky friends Al, Alice, and Ruth in 2014, I said to my husband Elwood, we're learning that, and we did. Here we are with our band in 2022, performing a bit more slowly.
Swing, Ma, swing, Pa, swing that gal from Arkansas.
After we learned the song, I started to notice numerous variants in music circles. Here are bluegrass musicians Mike Compton and Joe Newberry a few years ago at the Ozark Folk Center.
Swing three, swing four, swing the girl right out that door and swing her east and swing her west. Swing the girl that you like best. Do this with us.
Derived in part from an 18th century English and Irish nursery rhyme, Polly Put the Kettle On was known in America by the early 19th century. An associated Scottish tune in country dance, Jenny's Bawbee, also dates back to at least 1778. Just how tune, dance, and nursery rhyme morphed into an old-time American play party dance, early country music and radio show number, and blues song may have to remain among the mysteries of oral tradition. Next, let's listen to Kentucky folk singer Gene Ritchie sing Jenny Put the Kettle On in 1949. Note that Polly, depending on the song variant, is at times instead Jenny, Sally, Molly, or in an Ozark version, Minnie. Also, as you will hear, this Ritchie version was a kissing game.
Jenny, put your kettle on, a little and a big one. Jenny, put your kettle on, we'll all take tea. Slice of bread and buttermilk's good enough for anyone. Choose the one you love the best and call them on the floor. Oh, dear Susan, how I love you. Nothing on earth I love like I love you. Heart you have in the hand I give you. One sweet kiss and then I'll leave you.
Here is a similar version from Alan Block and Ralph Lee Smith in 1971.
Polly put the kettle on, a little and a big one. Polly put the kettle on, we'll all take tea. Slice of bread and buttermilk's good enough for anyone. Choose you and another best and call it to the floor. Oh, dear Polly, how I love you. No one on earth I love like I love you. Heart you have, hand I give you. One sweet kiss and then I leave you.
The Skillet Lickers were a popular early 20th century string band from North Georgia. Here they play a lively rendition of Molly Put the Kettle On in 1931. As in other versions, lyrics double as dance calls, evoking, for eager radio listeners, an exciting image of a barn dance. North Carolina fiddler Joe Thompson, born in 1918, was an important source musician who inspired a revival of African-American string band traditions among younger musicians. Here's some of his version of Molly Put the Kettle On in 1999. Performing here in 2014, Dom Flemons, black banjo music scholar and co-founder of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, plays a bluesy version of Polly Put the Kettle On.
Oh, little Susie, how I love you. love you. Nothing in the world can make me snub you. Polly, put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on. Polly, put the kettle on. Boil a teacup, bread and butter, good enough, good enough. Bread and butter, good enough for me.
In his remarkable book, published in 2015, Hoedowns, Reels, and Frolics, North Carolina dancer and scholar Phil Jamieson explains that in the early part of the 20th century, as country music and radio became popular and commercial, barn dance records had numbers like Polly Put the Kettle On, where performers would sing calls, but they were not actually coherent dances. Instead, the lyrics simulated a kind of old-fashioned authenticity and colorful nostalgia. Some variations of Polly Put the Kettle On, however, were true dances or games, such as a ring game where a couple would start in the middle, each picking other partners, and the four would dance in a revolving circle. The two original dancers would then go back to the outer ring, and the two remaining would pick new partners and so on, until everyone had danced in the center of the ring. In 2019, I met Western Carolina University professor Kathy Cooper Jakeway, who remembered singing and dancing Polly Put the Kettle On in Bristol, Virginia in the 1960s. She said dances were held at school as well as church socials, at least ones that didn't frown on dancing, community fundraisers with cakewalks, and people's houses where they enjoyed fresh food from the garden and live music. The dance, she said, was much like the Virginia reel, with long lines forward and back, right and left grands, swings, do-si-dos, sashaying, making an arch, circling in with a big shout, and a move called weaving a lover's knot. I leave you with a scene in downtown Mountain View, Arkansas, in 2016, with the Lazy Goat String Band. Jig dancers of all ages are enjoying a fast-paced rendition of Polly Put the Kettle On.